Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Tuesday evening, tomorrow afternoon, Chris Ruddy is going to be with us. Chris is the visionary behind Newsmax. Newsmax, just FYI, has now eclipsed all of the other TV news outlets. It's amazing what Chris has built. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant guy. And he'll be with us tomorrow afternoon. President Trump says Governor Cook, member of the Fed's Board of Governors, this Lisa Cook, she has to leave. He says that he's bouncing her off the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. She says, oh, no, I'm not going to go. I am going to fight you on this. And it'll probably wind up at the Supreme Court. Here's the situation as it's playing out. President Trump once again, is forcing leftists to defend positions and people involving either visible criminality or alleged criminality. This woman, Lisa Cook, is by training an economist, but she is actually a DEI race-obsessed person. She served on the Obama Council of Economic Advisors, and then I almost said Joe Biden nominated her. Whoever it was that was pulling Joe Biden's strings and operating his arms, making him look like a real boy, they nominated her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. During the nomination and the confirmation, a noted economics professor said, and I quote, there's very little on Dr. Cook's CV to suggest she knows the ins and outs of monetary policy. During her nomination hearing on February the 3rd, she listed one promising qualification, election to the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. But that had actually happened less than a month prior, on January 13th. Wow. Senator Mitch McConnell, not exactly a big Donald Trump supporter, said Professor Cook has no proven expertise in monetary economics at all, much less fighting inflation. Professor Cook is a proven partisan who has promoted left-wing conspiracy theories and called for a fellow academic to be fired because that person did not support defunding the police. She ultimately was able to squeak through the confirmation process when Kamala Harris, who was then playing the part of the vice president, cast the tie-breaking vote. Well, a little bit earlier this month, Bill Pulte, who heads up the Federal Housing Finance Agency, sent a criminal referral for Cook to the Justice Department. Now, you remember, I hope, Bill Pulte was one of my guests when I was blessed to broadcast from the White House a couple of months back. Bill Pulte said in a letter to the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, mortgage documents appear to indicate that Cook has, quote, falsified bank documents and property records to acquire more favorable loan terms, potentially committing mortgage fraud under the criminal statute. She has claimed primary residence status for a home in Ann Arbor, Michigan, as well as a home in Atlanta, Georgia, which would get her lower interest rates and more favorable loan terms. Well, you can't have two primary residences, hence the term primary. She took out a 15-year mortgage for $203,000 on the property in Ann Arbor, Michigan. 2 weeks after, she buys a condo in Atlanta, gets a 30-year mortgage for $540,000, and she claimed in the paperwork, according to this, that each of them was listed as her primary residence. Wow. Wow. President Trump was upset by it. He said, it's inconceivable that you were not aware of your first commitment, meaning the first mortgage you got 2 weeks ago when you made the application for the second one. It's impossible that you intended to honor both of those. The Federal Reserve has tremendous responsibility for setting interest rates and regulating reserve and member banks. The American people must be able to have full confidence in the honesty of the members entrusted with setting policy and overseeing the Federal Reserve. President Trump said that, neither he nor the American people have confidence in her or her integrity as a result of her alleged deceitful and potentially criminal conduct in a financial matter. And pursuant to my authority, yada, 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 you are hereby removed from your position on the Board of Governors. She says, of course, hey, I'm not going anywhere. You don't have the right to fire me. So I'm not going anywhere. Well, it will be fascinating to see how this plays out. Does it wind up at the Supreme Court? Probably. Probably does. But in the meantime, I would again refer you to the fact that President Trump is, as we speak, playing chess. He is moving pieces around on the boards, multiple boards, forcing people to defend either known criminals, suspected criminals, or alleged criminals. That's what President Trump is forcing Democrats to do right now. And the Democrats are too damn stupid, apparently, or simply too devoted to criminals, alleged, suspected, and known, to take a hot pass on it. They're right on board with it. The Democrats are now claiming, hey, we don't want you to make D.C. safer. We know it's a crime-filled crap hole, but it has to be a crime-filled crap hole. And when you get out at Union Station, you ought to think you're in a Cheech and Chong movie. The weed is so thick. Yeah, that's the way it should be. Instead, President Trump says, well, we're going to clean it up. And the Democrats are on the side of the criminals who make D.C. dangerous or made D.C. dangerous. Think about that. They're on the side of Kilmar Abrega Garcia, who, as we speak, is here in our beloved Commonwealth. He's down in Farmville. Hopefully not for long. Hopefully he'll be kicked out of the United States of America as quickly as possible. And I frankly don't care where he goes. If he's going to Uganda, then let him go. Pack him up. Got to go to Uganda. Bye. See ya. His attorney claims that's not fair because he doesn't speak the language that they speak in Uganda. What is the language they speak in Uganda? Right. English. Yep. I mean, you think about that. What on earth were you doing for the 14 years you were here in the United States of America illegally? Illegally. You didn't have time to learn the language, or did you simply choose not to? You know, there's a difference. Somebody comes to the country as an adult, let's say. It's difficult to learn a foreign language. I get that. But when you come here as a 14-year-old illegally, and you don't learn the language in those 14 years, that says to me you have no interest in being part of this country. You have no interest in assimilating into the United States of America. That's the lesson there. He was offered the opportunity to go to Costa Rica, but he turned it down. Why? I don't know. At the very least, he could have spoken the language in Costa Rica, right? Other day, we heard all this news about the guys who are going to be cheerleaders in the NFL. Because people can just ruin anything, right? It's just crazy. But we now know that a dude who claims he's a dudette and has been a cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers has decided he's not coming back to be a cheerleader this year. He dresses as a woman, and, well, I don't know why, but, yeah. Oh, now he wants to be a sportscaster, and he's going to go back to school for that. Good luck. Nice job. I'm sure it'll just be dandy. I won't be watching you do that any more than I will be watching you as a cheerleader. God, if only folks could just leave a few things alone. You know what I mean? Just weird. Just weird. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Carl Carlson and the team at Carlson Financial. Marvelous people. Absolutely marvelous people who can take you in whatever situation you are and help you grow, help you move towards financial freedom, financial independence, retirement. Now, your first step is to go online to connectwithcarlson.com. Connectwithcarlson.com. That's where you can download a free retirement toolkit. Get started with that. And, you know, you got to figure it out. How much do you have? How much are you going to need to retire? Are you planning for taxes properly? I can almost guarantee you you're not, because it's complicated and it changes every year. That's why I leave it up to Carlson Financial. What about your retirement? Do you have an IRA? Do you have a 401k? Do you have both? Do you have multiple? Have you rolled them over? Have you set up a Roth IRA? Great place to start parking money. Do you fund it this year? Do you not fund? Listen, these are the questions you have to answer. And if you've got questions, as I did when I first started with Carl, and I still do today, call them. 844-CARLSON, 844-CARLSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.